I'm here at Aintree Racecourse, and I'm on the balcony as well, just outside the room where we're going to enjoy a very nice lunch later on this afternoon. And I'm very pleased now to be stood on the balcony with a dual Grand National winning jockey, Leighton Aspall. Leighton won the race for the first time back in 2014 on board Dr. Richard Newland trained Pino de Rey, and then he won it last year on board Many Clouds for trainer Oliver Sherwood and very famous owner Trevor Hemmings. Leighton, let's go back to 2014 when you rode Pino de Rey. How was it to win the Grand National at the time for the first time?
Wonderful. And I thought, you know, that was it. That was my one and only chance to win it. It was a spare ride because Daryl Jacob got injured at Cheltenham. And then Sam, who was going to ride Pino de Rey, got on to one of Paul Nicholas's, which on paper was a much better ride, and I thankfully got the spare ride, and I was lucky to ride him on the day when he was in absolutely tip-top form. You know, he probably wasn't the best horse in the race, but he came there in great form, and he was, you know, an amazing ride round, and it was a wonderful day.
And if we go back to almost 12 months ago, Many Clouds, who, to be fair, didn't do great in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. He came here after that run. He was second to top weight, 25-1. You know, quite a few people didn't fancy him, but he put the field to shame and ran really, really well.
Yeah. He finished sixth in the Gold Cup. And on hindsight, it probably wasn't a bad run, but we thought he'd underperformed and that maybe maybe we'd peaked him for the season, and it was time to give him a break. So I'd set my stall out to ride Pino de Rey for a second time, and what 10 to 12 days after Cheltenham, Manny Clowes came to life again, and he was really, really buzzing. And Oliver decided he was going to run, so I was always going to ride Manny Clowes then, and thankfully he did.
Let's go back then to that race, because I know on Channel 4 you had a camera in your hat and it was following you around. When you was in the lead, did you think to yourself at any point, I can win this for a second time? When did you start to feel that emotion?
Well, the whole race had gone really, really well. And then the Drew's nephew fell at the 4th to 5th last and left me in front. And, you know, I hadn't increased the pace at that point, so I was just coasting then, trying to save up some energy. I was very aware that AP McCoy was right behind me on shut the front door, and so was St. R. And they were just getting a breather to have one go from the second last. And you know, by the time I got two out, nobody had come to me. And by the time I got to the last, nobody had come to me. And then I got to the elbow, nobody still come to me. And you're just praying then that there's not a fast finisher coming. And thankfully for me, there wasn't.
And looking ahead to this year, the weights got revealed in London last month. He's only a pound higher since last year. He won last time out at Kelso. In your heart of hearts, do you think he can win it for a second time?
Yeah. We think he's in better condition this year than last year. He's a year stronger. And he's been a big raw horse. And he's been trained differently this year. He had a very, very tough year last year. Hennessy, Bet Bright, Gold Cup, you know, that was before the National. He's had a different preparation this year, and we think a better one. So, you know, we think he can come to entry this year in better condition.
And if you was to win your third Grand National as a jockey, how would that feel?
Oh, marvellous. You know, you're in history, and it might never be repeated, but, you know, to win it twice, you know, one year after, it might never be repeated, but, you know, a third time, It'd be magic. But, you know, I feel like I'm on the right horse to do it.
Leighton, thank you very much for your time, and I wish you all the luck in the world going for your third Grand National.
Okay, thanks.